There's something mysterious going on up around Blackwood Way. Ninja garden gnomes are appearing overnight around Blackwood, Blair, Glenalta. They've been reported in Coromandel Valley and Hawthorne Dean as well. Residents apparently waking up to find them perched precariously on the rooftops of local businesses. Bit of a mystery as to how they're getting there, but it's got everyone talking. If one's turned up near you, give us a buzz. 1-300-222-891 is our number as always. Couple of people to talk to this about this afternoon. Heather Holmes-Ross owns a cafe in Blackwood, the Artisan Cafe. Hello, Heather.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Well, now tell us about the gnomes that have popped up at your place.
Well, probably about 2 weeks ago, we came into work to find two beautiful gnomes perched on our outside veranda. And I'm part of a business group called Totally Locally Blackwood, who encourage people to spend in the local independent shops. And one of our members came and said to me, they seem to be appearing all over the place. Should we put a post on our website page, our Facebook page? Mm. So we did, and we've got so many people replying to it saying how much they really love the gnomes.
And any idea where they're coming from?
None at all. No, absolutely no idea.
This is not the first time this has happened up there, though, is it?
No, I think it's the fourth. I think there was a time around 1990, and then again 2003, 2006. I've been researching on the internet.
So it's been a while, and the best part of a decade. Do we know if it's a seasonal thing, Heather?
I don't think so. It seems to coincide with perhaps a pranksterish type of Year 12 class. I'm not sure, though.
But they're not being put in. I mean, some of them are obviously quite high, but they're not being considered dangerous. They're not going to fall on people.
Well, ours are glued on with some kind of silicon, so I would imagine that the other ones are as well.
Sounds like a really professional, highly organised experience.
Maybe it is.
But people are feeling good about it.
People are loving it. As the butcher said recently, people aren't talking about the cold weather anymore. They're talking about the gnomes, which is really fantastic.
And do the gnomes look like they're all from the one family, or are they quite different?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Do they look like they're from the same gnome family, or do they all look a bit different?
They mainly look like they're from one family, but there are a few different ones around, yes.
No Smurfs up there, are there?
No Smurfs.
Just gnomes at this
just
point?
Gnomes, yes.
Hold the line, Heather. Glenn Spear is the mayor of the Mitcham Council, which takes in this part of Adelaide. Glenn, what do you make of what's going on up there?
Hello, Michael. Yes, I just heard Heather, and we're all a bit perplexed, but quite amused and happy to see the gnomes return to the Blackwood precinct.
This is not a council initiative, is it?
No, and not unless one or two of the more exuberant councils have got up and cherry pickers and put the gnomes up there, but no.
Because the city council has some pretty kooky things with its Splash Adelaide program. This is not a Mitcham Council sort of gnomify the hills initiative, is it?
No. The gnomes are not ratepayers of Mitcham. we suspect that they've come from out of the city. We don't know where they've come from.
Are you welcoming their presence or not?
Yes, as long as they abide by all of our bylaws and, you know, make sure the dogs, if they walk the dogs are on leads and all the rest of it, we're happy to have them. But no, it's been a bit of fun, and I guess it gets people like you talking about it and creates a bit of free publicity for some of the businesses in Blackwood and surrounding area.
Apparently in the past, Glenn, some mob called the Gnome Rangers have been responsible for placing the gnomes in your neck of the woods, but they're not responsible this time, apparently. So who do you think's doing it?
Well, look, I don't know, Michael. It's we don't know. The truth is I've been contacted by the media starting last week, and when the reporter first contacted me, I had no idea what she was talking about. And I thought she was talking about Telstra nodes or something like that. And she had to repeat it three times to say gnomes. And I've made some inquiries, and no one seems to know anything about it. But obviously, it's created the publicity and the good vibe that people wanted it to do. So I guess good on them, as long as they don't hurt themselves putting the gnomes up or taking them down.
Mm, so you're not going to be removing them then as the council? You're not sending out gnome inspectors?
Yes, we're keeping surveillance on the gnomes. We've got parking infringement officers onto it. And if they don't abide all the laws of Mitcham, as I said, we'll be taking any appropriate action that we need to do.
Glenn Spear is with us, the mayor of Mitcham Council. Tasha on the text line says a gnome has appeared this week at the water feature outside the Festival Plaza in front of the Torrens. Peter's given us a call from Roslyn Park in relation to these gnomes, which have started appearing in the hills. Hi, Peter.
Oh, Good evening and hello to the Mayor there. Look, I'm glad there is a little bit of surveillance going on because I really think that it's important that we know if these are known gnomes or unknown gnomes.
Try saying that a few times, Peter, after a tinny or two.
Yeah.
So, Glenn Spear, are they known gnomes or unknown gnomes?
Look, we don't differentiate in Mitcham. We're happy that whatever nationality or whatever religion, we don't discriminate. Michael, we're happy to have them as temporary residents in Mitcham. As long as they don't apply for citizenship, I'll be okay. It'll be hard to do a citizenship ceremony with a group of gnomes. They tend to be a bit quiet. They don't take the pledge.
They're not talkers, really.
They don't take the pledge. They don't take it seriously, which upsets me.
We've got another of your ratepayers on the line. Catherine's given us a buzz from Blackwood. Hi, Catherine.
Hi there. How are you going?
What do you make of all this?
Well, look, I work at Willy Wags at Blackwood, which is a little gift and homeware store, and we've seen them popping up all over the place, and I'm absolutely fascinated and want to know more about it and where they're coming from.
Are you happy to have them around the place?
I think they're fantastic. Mm. Our customers are coming in and saying, oh, you know, do you know much about this gnome or that gnome? And they keep spotting them. And I think for the kids, it's just a lot of fun.
How many have you seen?
Well, my daughters have both seen, my daughter, when this came on the radio, just said, oh, I've seen them popping up everywhere. Where do you think they're coming from? So I don't know. We've lost count, but it's definitely exciting for the kids.
All right, keep your eyes peeled and let us know if you spot any more around the place. Jennifer, you reckon you've got a theory about where they're coming from?
Yes, hello, Michael. I'm working in the local area of Blackwood and it's part of the Totally Locally movement that has started up here in Blackwood and Blair and the Hills area.
Oh, okay. So do you know specifically who's responsible?
Well, there's a lady at the Artisan Cafe on Main Road at Blackwood has approached us, Heather, and she's part of the Totally Locally movement, which originally started in England, apparently, and it's about keeping business in the local area and only those businesses that are unique to the Blackwood and Blair and Hills area are eligible. So no franchises, just individual businesses, and about keeping business and supporting business in the local area.
All a bit of fun and promoting local economy. Good work, Jennifer. Thanks for sleuthing that for us. Thanks also to Glenn Spear, the Mayor of the Mitcham Council, and Heather Holmes-Ross from the Artisan Cafe, getting us rolling on these gnomes that have appeared up around Blackwood, Glenalter, Blair, Coromandel Valley and Hawthorndean. If you spot one, give us a buzz. Pat it. Be nice to the gnomes.